The multi-talented musician Theo Marte has traveled the world with West African drumming groups. After settling in Manchester in 2001, he formed the Akwaba Ensemble, and they've been touring New England ever since. Theo's with me in the studio today to talk about his work. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me here.
Let's talk about how you get started with music, where your love of music came from. When did you realize that you really love music?
I mean, I grew up in Ghana, and I was spotted, you know, on, you know, one of the band, you know, leaders, you know, started a group, and he asked me, you know, if I wanted to be trained or part of the group, you know, so, you know, right, you know, that's where everything started, you know. I just, you know, started to train with them, and then, you know, right on, everything just, you know, keep going from there.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you came to the United States, though you did a lot of traveling before that, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you go and what were you doing?
I did, you know, tour with the group called Brekete in London. And, you know, and before I came, you know, to United States, you know, to settle here because, you know, my family, you know, my brothers and sisters and, you know, family were around here, so I came to visit and I decided, you know, to want to stick around.
Well, great. I hope we can listen to a little bit of music. Let's start with the first track from your most recent album. It's called, in parentheses, I'm in Need. Can you pronounce that first name for me?
Ehiami.
Okay, and that's the translation is,
yeah,
I'm
the translation, you know, is I'm in need. Ehiami.
The journey is about to start. And we have a long, long way to go. So we got to get moving.
So tell me about the origins of this song.
This song is an old song, which I decided, you know, I wanted to, you know, do it differently. You know, it was more of a traditional folk song, a song that has been around for a very long time.
So you're when you say old, you're talking centuries.
Centuries, yeah. So I took the song and, you know, I just, you know, modify a little with Western instruments and, you know, traditional instruments, you know, blend together.
Can I ask you something about this song and some of the others on this album as well? You make a lot of use of auto-tune, right? Is
yes.
that what I'm hearing, auto-tune? What do you like so much about that?
I mean, some auto-tune, some not auto-tune. You know, some are my, you know, natural voice, too.
Because it gives it a really contemporary feel when you do that.
Right, and I want my sound, you know, to be more of broad, you know, than straight up traditional. Which I do the traditional side too as well, you know, but also, you know, things are changing, and, you know, you want to have a little feel, you know, to sound, you know, where people will enjoy more.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about another song on this album. It's the title track, which the translation is "Lost in the World." How would you say the name of that?
Jane Ella Jewo.
Okay. This one is more mellow than most of the tracks on your album. Let's listen to it a little bit.
You know, I wanted to tell a story about what we're going through in the world, and, you know, what's happening in places, you know, of war and all those places, you know, everything, you know, tragedy things, you know, that are happening.
Is that how you feel, lost in the world?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like, you know, where we are all not connected, you know, and we are living in a division, you know, kind of world. But, you know, in my thinking, you know, if everybody, you know, are more connected together, you know, I think, you know, it would be great, you know, for humanity. Yeah.
Well, Theo, thank you very much for speaking with us about your music. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Theo Marte, founder of the Aquaba Ensemble. Listen for more of our summer music series every other Friday on All Things Considered, and check out the other musicians in our series at our website, nhpr.org. I want it.